This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, here we go. It's got to be a good hour. They're always good hours. This one will be better than most, perhaps. Who knows? We'll see the end of the hour when we review what we've talked about here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Welcome to everybody who listens to talk shows all over the country.
Yes,
here we are.
Popular. We're blanketing the land with our intelligence.
Yes, right. Blanketing the land with our BS. Okay. Michael's job is to go through the stories, top stories of the week, according to the research done by the folks on the staff at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Find it at talkers.com. And then there's the people list. Who do we deal with there? And what names do we know and not know? All right, Michael, let's have at it.
Well, we have some new stories and we have some new names, so here we go. Number 10, Spicer on Dancing with the Stars. Number 9, maybe he'll eventually get a job as one of the cast of Saturday Night Live.
I think if they had been clever, they would have put Spicer dancing with Sarah Sandish Dancing with the Stars, the two of them together. That would have been...
No, you have to have one person who knows how to dance, from what I
and
understand.
The other person who's going to lead there, right. One person.
Yeah, yeah. In other words, the whole purpose of the show is it's supposed to be a serious dance competition, and the celebrity...
I think Linda Carter would be a good match for Sean Spicer. What do you think?
Linda Carter?
Yeah.
What made you think of her?
I don't know. I was just thinking about her. She's attractive and about the right age.
Interesting. Yeah, okay. she was a wonderful Wonder Woman, right?
She was first Wonder Woman.
She did a good job of it. That's a role that let's not get off on cartoon characters and movies.
Yes.
Spicer on Dancing with the Stars. Number 9, Google and Facebook accused of political bias. What else is new? Number 8, Israel bans Tlaib and Omar and Trump's Jewish loyalty remarks tied at number 8. Number 7, race relations, immigration reform tied together at number 7. Number 6, we have gun legislation, mass shooters thwarted, and NRA turmoil. Number 5, Trump floats Greenland purchase. And number 4, 2020 presidential race. That's going to always be up there in the top 10 for a while, until 2020. And number 3, recession fears, serious issue. And number 2, Hong Kong protests, very important. And number 1, U.S.-China trade war. The people on the survey, Spicer at 10, Rudy Giuliani at number 9, number 8, Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar. Wayne LaPierre, the guy that runs the NRA, almost lost his gig, but he's still in there at number 7. Mette Frederiksen at number 6. She is the Prime Minister of Denmark. Anthony Scaramucci at number 5, Pete Buttigieg and Elizabeth Warren tied at number 4, Joe Biden and Bernie at 3, Xi Jinping at 2, Donald Trump at 1. Pretty interesting week, wouldn't you say?
I think it depends on your interest, frankly. For those of us who are not necessarily interested in politics all the time, there are some different bits and pieces. You said something with regard to number 3 on the story list that intrigues me. Recession fears. You said it was a serious issue. Isn't that movement, like so many other movements, sparked just by rumors and innuendo in the news media? I mean, that's what makes it interesting.
Does it make it
interesting, or are they making a story out of something that may not? You know how Wall Street is. The rumors. Rumors are. Somebody can start a rumor based totally on fiction. And it takes root and goes on and on and on and has a life of its own.
On the other hand, you don't want the media not to talk about economic indicators and certain warning signs and red flags, et cetera.
But where is the line drawn between speculation? This goes for the entire news medium and news spectrum. Where do you draw the line between conjecture and what is true? What is, What is fact? That's where the real, isn't that
well,
the
fact
real
and true, fact and true are related. Well, now, the question that you're asking is a rhetorical question that lies at the base of almost everything we discuss. And that is the relationship between reality and the media, the relationship between the news and reality, the impact of the media upon reality, and the impact of reality upon the media. This is stuff that gets into media theory. Politics, sociology, anthropology, these are the questions, philosophy, and that's what we're here for. But to say that the media sparks a recession, that's only one aspect of a more complex issue. It is true that many of the economic markets, particularly Wall Street, particularly in the age of these bots that make deals without any human intelligence, it's all artificial intelligence, making deals about key words that are in the news. Oh, key word, you know, tariff is being levied. Okay, stock market go down. Trump backs off tariffs. Stock market goes up.
You're speaking, you're speaking to the issue and explaining it exactly the way I meant it to be taken. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Because what you said has some merit. It's just not the whole issue.
Do we ever see or wrap ourselves around what the whole issue is when it comes to anything anymore?
I don't think we can, because the whole issue is bigger than the stage upon which we operate and bigger than the frame in which we frame things.
Take, for example, Sean Spicer and him being on Dancing with the Stars and the brouhaha it caused with stupid statements made by those on the left about him and why he shouldn't be on Dancing with the Stars. Anything and everything, as we've noted here ad nauseum, is political. And, you know, people turning up their nose, Sarah Saunders shouldn't be on Fox. Why shouldn't she be on Fox? Well, that's like saying any Democrat ought not to be on with Bill Maher or on MSNBC. You don't hear it, though, on the other side as much as it seems you hear it.
I hear it on both sides.
Your point
is well taken. Your point, yeah. I'm not arguing with you. However, I do want to say, as somebody who tries consciously not to take sides on the partisan aspect of these discussions, I find both sides accuse each other of things that they do themselves.
Of course they do.
That's all I can say. They both sides do that, and yes, everything is heavily politicized. I can't go along with you when I say those of us who are not interested in politics, because the whole premise of this program is for people who aren't interested in politics.
Right. And you say that all the time. You always are calling me on that and telling people that I'm a fan.
That's why we're here.
But I'm just saying, in terms of, I was trying to look at the broader spectrum. Not of conversation necessarily, but just of the way people think about things. And
well, politics is best served when people have a broader picture. People that are only into politics don't know how to attach it to real human issues.
Yeah, that's well put. That's good. I'll talk about Joe Walsh running for the Republican nomination for president, and people saying, who? Huh?
Yeah.
And,
yeah, the former guitar player for the Eagles. No, just
Rocky Mountain Way. People have done worse in comparing one person to another with the same name.
Yeah, well, I went through the early part of my rock and roll years sharing a name with the lead singer of Spooky Tooth, a British blues band named Mike Harrison. That was not fun.
No. Nah. Well,
he passed away a number of years ago, but the fact is that I remember that used to irk me.
Yeah. Well,
how about Michael Jackson, the talk show host out in L.A.? You know,
like
Michael Jackson.
Yes,
but
and
that's neither
could there be two people who are more different with the same name than Michael Jackson, the talk host, who was an Englishman, and Michael Jackson, the singer, who was a lot of things that people don't want to talk about. I want to talk about losing weight. All right, right now. Whether you want to lose 7 pounds, you want to lose 30 pounds, you want to lose 60 pounds, whatever it is, what you want, I'm sure when you think it through, is to lose the weight and keep it off and to do it safely so it has no negative impact on your body except to make you healthier because you have less fat on your body. That's really what Calitrin is all about. The message from Calitrin is you can lose weight safely, intelligently, and not have any ramifications. Like if you are on some of the diet things, they're full of caffeine, or you go on a diet and it's crazy stuff, the food you eat, very expensive, and then there's the operation you can get that's even more expensive. So why are you doing all that to yourself when in fact you can lose weight the safe, healthy way with the all-natural approach from Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Use that name, go to calitrin.com, see what the other people who are on this who have been successful have to say about the main ingredient in Calitrin, which is collagen. That's why it works, because collagen is something your body had produced, stops producing. This sort of supercharges it again. Lots of people are listening to, I don't know if this is advice, but it's a suggestion. Take it to heart. Toploss.com or Calitrin.com. Go there. Use the DJV code. And at the moment, you can buy three bottles of Calitrin. Get two free and the free shipping. That's the story. Use the DJV code. Lose the weight by going onto the program and staying on it to maintain the weight that you want. That all happens by getting started with Calitrin at Calitrin.com. Three bottles, two free, and free shipping. DJV code is necessary for all that at toploss.com. Oftentimes you hear me talking on the air, lauding, referring to what Calitrin does. Not only if you're staying on the program and follow the directions will you lose the weight, but you stay with it and you keep the weight off. Isn't that really what most people want?
That's right, and that's what most people do, Doug. You know, Calitrin is different because it is drug-free. You know, it's collagen. You're born with it, you lose it, you're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. No stimulants, doesn't interact with any medications, no matter what you're taking, even if you're a heart patient, you're a diabetic, you're on blood pressure meds. And it is a product that you can stay on for life. You can get off once you've reached your goal, or you can go on a maintenance.
Calitrin, the number one healthiest choice for weight loss. Buy three bottles, get two free, get 10% off the entire package and free shipping. But act now so you get on the weight program and lose the weight. Use the code DJV at toploss.com. Joint Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back. Back on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, I made reference to a conservative talk radio host named Joe Walsh from Chicago, who was a congressman, then he became a radio host. Now he's running for president in the primary against Trump with Bill Weld. Not with him, but another challenger. What do you think of all that, Michael? What's the point of this?
I think first of all, it gives Joe Walsh a high profile. He's one of the handful of conservative commentators who has openly switched from being pro-Trump to anti-Trump. There are conservatives out there who do not like Trump, and he's one of them. And he has made it work. You know, he's syndicated by Salem, and Salem is very pro-Trump. So
I was going to say, I wonder how he does that in that arena.
Yeah, I wonder how that's going on behind the scenes.
Yeah, right.
But he's a very colorful host. He's entertaining, and he's a good host.
Smart.
Smart guy. Yeah. And basically, he and a couple of other Republicans are announcing that they are either considering or running against Trump because they're counting on Trump losing popularity in the next year and being dumped by the Republicans. That's what they're counting on.
21 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
More from the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with me. I'm Doug Steffen, here to reinforce the strength of this format, Talk Radio. And we, Michael and I, every once in a while, not spar, but we talk about the reason for this program is very simple. The top 10 stories and ancillary conversations from the, what I call the talk tree, things that are related to these things. Once in a while, we bump into some other things, but it's a very clear cut. We have our manifesto here. It's called the Talk Radio Manifesto. All right? Isn't that what it's called? Didn't you come up with that? The Talk Radio Manifesto, or Talkers Manifesto, even better.
I never heard of that, but it sounds interesting. It is. We can start a movement with it.
Yeah, we can. All right, so speaking of a movement, the number 8 story this week, focusing on the Jewish loyalty issue that's come up from the president, and why it is that so many Jews in America vote for the Democrats when we're their real friends here on the Republican side. And the banning of these two characters, who are the give them kudos. They're great self promoters. These two, all four of them, in the
They have Donald Trump to thank for that.
Yeah, I suppose in a matter of speaking,
Donald Trump is the promoter of the squad.
Yeah,
I don't
all
think
right.
they would be half as.
Well, what do you think about Jewish ethnicity versus religion? You know, there are. When it comes to Israel, you and I went to Israel together once, and I've been back 5 or 6 times and going again this year. It's the place, other than England, that I visited most outside of the United States. I find the place fascinating. And one of the things, the difference, most people don't understand the difference between the religious Jew and the ethnic Jew, which I think plays into all the stuff that's going on over there, don't you?
Well, it gets complicated when you have a theocracy, when you have an ethnic nationality, when you have a culture. The Jewish religion is a religion. The Jewish religion is a heritage. The Jewish culture is, in fact, an ethnicity. There's a lot of aspects to what Jewish means, just like almost everything has that.
Yeah.
And because Israel is such a unique country, it's a democracy, but it has a certain element of theocracy, but not specifically. The state of Israel being located where it is in terms of geopolitics, it'll always be a place that has conflicting issues and controversy attached to it. Mm-hmm. But that's what it comes down to. It's where religion, where ethnicity, and where nationality collide.
You said that Trump has made these characters in this group, the squad, he's made them. So what is his handle when he gets into things like this Jewish loyalty discussion? Is that playing the same card, sort of his Trump hand, or has he gone too far?
Well, that depends on how much you like Trump. If you want Trump to do well in elections and you agree with his methodology, it's typical Trump strategy. He's dividing and conquering, and now he's dividing the Jewish community into a couple of factions so that the Jewish people can fight with each other over where they stand on Trump, just like half of everything is fighting with the other half about Trump. So Trump is definitely a divider in that regard. In terms of whether he should have stuck his nose in this, my personal feeling is he should have stayed away from it. It's not a place for the President of the United States to get into that type of a situation, but he does.
Well, there are a lot of things he does that right. We could put into that category. But
exactly.
You're a Democrat and you're a Jew. What's the matter with you? The Republicans support the Jewish state, not the Democrats.
They have that issue with the African-American community. How could you be for the Republicans if you're an African-American? You're not being loyal to the Democrats.
Yeah.
And then the others say the Democrats take advantage of African-Americans. So this is all part of the weaponization of things that should not be in politics that are.
Michael Harris and Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Chief Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has completed radiation therapy for a cancerous tumor on her pancreas, and there is currently no evidence of any disease remaining, according to the Supreme Court. The court said in a statement that a biopsy performed on July 31st confirmed a localized malignant tumor. Ginsburg, age 86, underwent a three-week course of radiation therapy, and as part of her treatment, had a bile duct stent placed. The court said Ginsburg tolerated treatment well and does not need any additional treatment, but will continue to have periodic blood tests. The court said Ginsburg canceled an annual summer visit to Santa Fe, but otherwise has maintained an active schedule during her treatment. Stocks finished a volatile trade day sharply in the red. The Dow Jones Industrial dropped more than 700 points at its worst, closing down 2.4% overall, minus 623 points. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books, and unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Continue this week's report to the nation from the world, the talk radio world's central focal point, which is the headquarters of Talkers Magazine here in Massachusetts, where I am, Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We're going through the stories, some of them, and the ancillary conversations that come out of some of these stories. One of the things you listed, NRA turmoil and Wayne LaPierre. LaPierre is on the people list, and the situation in the NRA, number six on the story list. The situation with this guy, there's an interesting expose, Michael, in the New York Times. And this is, you know, what bothers me in the current function of being a talk radio person. A lot of people feel like they have to apologize when they make a statement. I don't really like Trump, but, there's something, I never voted for him, but. And in this case, when I talk about the NRA and Wayne LaPierre, I always feel like I have to say I belong to the NRA because most of the comments I make on the air about the NRA are negative. And I realized the reason for them being negative is my attitude and feelings about Wayne LaPierre, who I think is a thug. And so he's got pictures apparently of a lot of people with chickens because he's managed to get rid of Ollie North, Dana Lash, his lieutenant, second in command. He's cleaned the place out of people who wanted to get rid of him because apparently Ollie North says he's a crook. So, under the circumstances, who do you believe? And how is it this guy calls the president of the United States and talks to him for a half an hour? Who does that? Unless you've got a lot of hooch.
He's the president of the NRA. They're powerful. And he's a powerful guy. Do you remember back in the 90s when we were doing the Heritage Foundation forums? He was a regular. We knew him pretty well then.
Yep.
And, you know,
I based my comments on him having been around him in that era. Thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah. I'll tell you, from my memory of him, because I haven't seen him in person since those days. It's a long time ago. But I remember saying to myself, this guy's the president of the NRA. He seemed very diminutive. He didn't seem pushy. You know, you call him a thug. He just seemed like a quiet, mild-mannered guy, very soft-spoken.
I didn't get those vibes from him at all. I got a worm. From
how interesting.
Yeah. Never liked.
So you you feel that Dana Loesch and Ali North were kicked out by him, that it was a power struggle between them all?
I think if you read that New York Times article, I felt that before I read the article, and that's why I said my apologies. I started apologizing about the New York Times because it isn't always a credible source. And then I thought to myself, what am I apologizing for? There's a lot of good stuff in the New York Times. You got to sift through it and find out what you think has merit. And I think their shot at Wayne LaPierre, which is a long, long, long essay as to how he's maintained his grip, even though he's weakening, is a very interesting study in how some of these lobbying groups work, because that's what they are.
Well, money is the key to this. You know, Wayne LaPierre, as you know, makes a hell of a lot of money as the president of what is a nonprofit.
Yeah,
and not everybody that gives their money to the National Rifle Association is wealthy.
Yeah.
So he's.
Nor do they know where their money is actually going in reality.
Right. So when you get an organization with that kind of money and that kind of power, and you get a guy like Wayne LaPierre who's been there for decades, obviously his nest is being feathered quite nicely, and that I think is part of the problem that they're having with him in terms of controversy. It's very interesting. Yeah. You and I know Oliver North, and we both know Dana Loesch. So I'll find out more. I'll investigate. But to me, I've just looked at it as it's all about money, it's all about power, and it's internal politics. And any organization that is as important as the NRA, there's a nice neutral word, is going to have tremendous amount of internal jockeying for power. There's no way it comes with the territory.
There are a lot of people who, when you mention their name, tend to get people. They're polarizing characters. LaPierre is one of them. And I'll tell you, there's something. There's another man, actually a pair of brothers, the Koch brothers, whose father started the John Birch Society. They have been involved in the oil industry. Their family. The father was an oil. What do they call them when they go out in the oil wildcatter? And he went out to the Central Plains and started making a lot of money when he was young, and then had three sons, and two of the sons agreed with their father's position on things, and they took the business over. The third son, somebody that I actually know quite well, Bill Koch, was thrown out by the two brothers. They gave him $2 billion to disappear. Meanwhile, the other brothers, managed $7, $8, $9 billion worth of wealth. The reason I bring it up now is because David Koch, he was the twin to Bill. There were two, the older
brothers.
So you're
brothers, the friend Charlie. Of the poor, you're friends with the poor
brother.
I'm
the
poor
Koch. Yes, I am. Right, yeah. The poor brother. Charles was the older one. He was always sort of like his father. And David and Bill were twin brothers, and they fought all the time. Apparently, David had really bad cancer, so that's the end of him. But it's interesting. The reason I brought it up is because not only the passing will become a conversational point of view over the next 3 or 4 days, but because he was a guy like LaPierre who galvanized. There was lightning rods when it came to the Koch family and what they did and how they influenced politics with their money. They were responsible for the what was that the decision that was made 4 or 5 years or maybe longer ago than that? Citizens United. That was their deal. They paid for that, and they got the whole business of how you contribute to political campaigns changed because
they're big PACs.
Oh yeah, they started all that stuff. So Anyway, it's an interesting. That's a.
Yeah, it's changed the nature of politics in America.
Ah,
it's ruined an issue.
Yeah, ruined it. As a matter of fact, I think. Anyway, all right. So let's talk about, shall we, the number 9 story on the list: Google and Facebook, who have been accused. I just chuckled. I kind of had that reaction when I first saw this on looking at the list for the first time this week. Google and Facebook accused of political bias.
But they aren't.
It's a joke.
The president has accused Google based on an old story that's been floating around that somehow they influenced the election. And he's still obsessed with the numbers from the 2016 election, which he should forget about. All of these things are distractions and show his insecurity. And as far as Facebook is concerned, they're having a hell of a time trying to figure out how to go about being credible. They keep tripping on themselves. They keep shooting themselves in the foot. They can't seem to get out of their own way. Mm-hmm. And now they just banned a very, very interesting and exciting newspaper, the Epoch Times, which has been the subject of a hit piece by NBC News in the last couple of days.
And you're connected them to the fellow that runs that, aren't you?
I think the Epoch Times is something that is very important. I think, like any news agency, I don't always agree with their positions, and they are subject to any kind of, if you want to cherry pick things, you can find fault with anybody. And NBC News certainly shouldn't be, they're the pot calling the kettle black.
Right.
But no, I think the Epoch Times is important because of their unique connection to China. I think the Epoch Times is one of the major outlets, one of the major platforms at the cutting edge of the resistance around the world by Chinese people to the Communist Chinese Party that runs mainland China for the past 70 years.
I've been predicting for a long time there's going to be a revolution there. These people, as much as the government tries to keep them under control, they know what's going on elsewhere. They know what life is like in other countries. They're not going to put up with this stuff.
And that's why I support the Epoch Times, in spite of the fact that they have another company associated with them that, in a TV show for entertainment purposes, might have proselytized a conspiracy theory. I mean, it's crazy. But NBC News was behind Facebook banning the Epoch Times for simply showing support of Donald Trump, whom they support because he's been standing up to the communists. Right. See, everybody has their own issue.
Of course they do.
But
twist.
Look, I'm critical of Trump, and I support him where he should be supported. I have to support Trump to a certain degree, openly and honestly, about how he's handled China, and that he's the first president in the last 5 presidents to at least reverse the tide of coverage and understanding about how dangerous the Communist Chinese Party is, not only for the people of China, but for us around the world.
Yeah.
And if we don't start recognizing this, they're going to take our lunch and eat it.
They're not our friends. We ought not. That's where Trump is on the right page as far as I'm concerned.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely
on the right page for that. This is having a horrible impact on our farmers and other businesses, and the toll. I have a hard time because my loyalty is to farming. I don't have to feel like I'm not loyal to Trump, but I am loyal to the United States, and I think that he has done the United States a favor and a service by calling all of these deals into question and giving the power. Maybe I hope it's not too late. But we've given China everything they have. China can thank us for everything. We buy their crap. We've supported them in that way. Then we borrow our money back from them, make them even richer on our dime. And nobody
You can thank Clinton and the Bushes for that.
Yeah.
And,
Trump
is trying to reverse it. Obama hasn't done much to change it either. So Clinton, Obama, and the 4 presidents, 2 parties, they all may as well be the same party.
They're all the same. This is bunkum. And the Bush was the worst of the bunch when it came to that kind of stuff. 45 after the hour. Here's a quick way for you to get away from the aches and pains that you have as you get a little older. I mean, aches and pains start after you get out of high school or college. If you've been an athlete, you get aches and pains in your 20s and 30s, and it continues. I know a lot of people who rave about what Joint Formula 14 does for them just after a couple of weeks. The sports injuries, all the things that happen after you have operations on various parts of your body. Let's face it, after an operation or you get hurt in playing, you've got aches and pains. So for me, what my experience has brought me around to thinking is that this is something that really delivers on what it promises, and that is within 14 days to make you ache-free or you get your money back. Simple, straight-line formula. And you can call them, or I find going online with this company is better. Achefree.live is the website. You just find a lot of information there. You can order the product there. Achefree.live. And if you use the code DJV in the appropriate box, you get the first bottle of Joint Formula 14 at 50% off. So that's a great deal on a great product that will give you great results or your money back. Joint Formula 14 deals with the problems you have in your joints. Aches and pains, goodbye. Go to achefree.live, buy the product, use the code DJV, get it for half price. On the story side of the Talk Radio Countdown, the list at talkers.com shows the following names, and actually the issues that are attached to them. Sean Spicer on Dancing with the Stars, number 10. Google and Facebook being accused of political bias, number 9. Israel and the ladies over there from the squad, plus Trump's Jewish loyalty remarks, number 8. Race relations, i.e. immigration stuff, number 7. Gun legislation and the NRA, number 6. The president talks about buying Greenland. The presidential race, number 4, wondering about whether we're going to create a recession here, number 3. Protesting in Hong Kong. Lots of folks are worked up about that, including the people that live there. And basically, number 1, the relationship between China and the U.S., especially when it comes to the trade war. That's it. That's the overview of the top stories, according to the list, the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Oftentimes you hear me talking on the air, lauding, referring to what Calitrin does. Not only if you're staying on the program and follow the directions will you lose the weight, but you stay with it and you keep the weight off. Isn't that really what most people want?
That's right, and that's what most people do, Doug. You know, Calitrin is different because it is drug-free. You know, it's collagen. You're born with it. You lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. No stimulants. Doesn't interact with any medications, no matter what you're taking, even if you're a heart patient, you're a diabetic, you're on blood pressure meds. And it is a product that you can stay on for life. You can get off once you've reached your goal, or you can go into maintenance.
Calitrin, the number one healthiest choice for weight loss. Buy 3 bottles, get 2 free, get 10% off the entire package and free shipping. But act now so you get on the weight program and lose the weight. Use the code DJV at toploss.com. A lot of you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing American company it is. Now, Mike Lindell, who's the inventor and the CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, listeners of the DJV program. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products. You go to MyPillow.com right now, click on Radio Listener Specials. Use the code DJV, and you can buy, for example, a body pillow. Usually $89, now $29. Wow, what a savings using the code DJV. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, save up to 50% and more on the body pillow. That's the great example I've got for you right now. $29.99, usually $89.99. Enter the promo code DJV for these great specials. Again, MyPillow.com, and the code is DJV.
In Des Moines every weekend morn, they're lined up like rows of corn, and most just do not have a prayer.
76 unknowns. This is a satire on the number of people running in the Democratic Party for president from the Capitol steps. And the co-founder of the group is your guest this week on the MH interview.
Yeah, so we talk about political correctness, how it affects satire, comedy, and opinion. And it's a fascinating conversation with Elena Newport, the co-founder and the chief parody songwriter for the Capitol Steps. MHinterview.com. If you want to hear the podcast, it's free. MHinterview.com. Yours truly talking to the chief honcho over at the Capitol Steps. They've been in business since 1981, and she's got a lot of perspective.
She came to a lot of, they all came to a lot of our events. I've seen them a number of times, been on our programs. I actually forgotten that they were still around. That'd be a good group to have on.
Big tourist attraction in D.C., and they crisscross the country on tour.
Yep. All right, check it out, mhinterview.com. You can also find it at talkers.com. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
As we continue on the Talk Radio Countdown Show now with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, professor of law and practitioner of the legal world. A practitioner. I like that. They always practice. Doctors and lawyers practice.
Until we get it right.
Yeah, right. And they charge us $400 an hour for their practicing. Very nicely done. Good. I should probably do that. Why don't we
Should
go to law school and become
a
lawyer? How would I be as a lawyer? I'd be argumentative.
Yeah, they could be a terrific lawyer.
Yeah, I would be argumentative. All right, let's go to some of the stories this week and the legal ramifications. I think gun legislation number 6 this week from Talkers Magazine is a focus, and the impact that maybe isn't legal, but we've been talking a lot about Wayne LaPierre and how he's managed to still control the NRA with an iron fist, getting rid of anybody who had anything negative in their closet about him. Now, that's not the legal side of it. What is the legal side of this?
The legal side of it is kind of interesting when you look at the really oversized influence LaPierre certainly, but the NRA itself has on legislation. And I mean, a couple of phone calls to the president, and all of a sudden he's caving on this thing. Yeah. I mean, you have, if you can believe the polls, which is quite a disclaimer right away, but it does seem that people want some gun legislation. What's going on now, you know, is outrageous. And it isn't, you know, the old thing, it's not guns that shoot people, you know, it's people that shoot people. You know, it's a silly comment. And, you know, we don't need to have automatic weapons with clips that can, you know, shoot out hundreds of bullets. People don't need that under the Second Amendment. And as far as, you know, the background checks, there are a lot of simple things that can be done. The red flag laws, you know, it's not perfect, and there are so many guns out there already. But I think it still comes back to me to one of the simplest, and we had a law that it just went out, you know, it sunsetted, banning the assault weapons and those large clips. That, to me, is a no-brainer. And the fact that the NRA has such a hold over the Congress and the
campaign money.
Yeah,
it's campaign money. Citizens United
absolutely
allowed these guys to do, when the Koch brothers sponsored that campaign, one of the Koch brothers died, by the way, the other side of this is the influence that money brings to the political process. And they have tons of dough. The LaPierre has control of that money, pays himself lots of money. And, you know, I have belonged to the NRA, and I'm actually thinking about dropping out. I'm tired of this, frankly.
Yeah, you know.
I never liked LaPierre.
No, me neither. And I'm not a total anti-gun person to take away guns from everyone. And I recognize you can have them.
Yeah.
But, you know, there should be some reasonable limitations on them. And frankly, the gun owners I know aren't, they're not the same kind of hard ass that you see out of LaPierre. So
but you
it
see,
is that corrupting influence.
Who defines legally what reasonable is? It's kind of like some other terms. It's like, what are they, when you're trying to figure out what obscenity is, what's the definition? It's always got to be a local definition of obscenity. Well, it changes in every community. So this is the same kind of thing. How do you define this stuff?
Well, in obscenity, they actually have done away with the local, but it's still, how do you determine what that national standard is? And the same thing here. You know, you're right. The word reasonable has made me a very good living, and that's in many other attorneys.
That's a good way of putting it, yes.
Well, you would always appreciate it. They talk about in the lawsuit there will be payment of reasonable attorney's fees. So is the word reasonable qualifying reasonable. Attorney or fees?
Yeah, right. I'm going to take the fifth on that. I want to stay with this for just a second, though. Not necessarily gun legislation, but legislation in general. I think one of the problems here is the law doesn't punish some of these people. The sentencing is too soft, and people are not paying much attention because life is cheap in some circles. And so, all right, so I spend 8 years in jail for killing this guy, so what? Somebody will take care of
it. One of my mottos is things aren't as bad as you think. They're far worse. So let's look at this as far worse. And far worse is the violent crimes in this country, despite the fact that we see so much about it, and understandably so, pale against the white-collar crimes and the effects on people. White-collar crime enforcement has gone way down. And then when they get convicted, a lot of the times there are these settlements where some of these settlements we don't even admit that we did anything wrong, but we promise not to do it again.
Well, it's like kids who get accused of rape that come from good families, they get off. Same stuff. All right, thank you, Steve. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.